Samuel read to you a few verses from the book of 1 Samuel. Have anybody ever had anybody here have a nickname? I remember we did a Christmas, at a Christmas party, we did a little game, and it's little known facts about people in the church. Little known facts about people in the church. And so I went around and just inquired of different people and said, you know, give me a little known fact about your life, and we made a little game out of it. Of course, I went to Brother Frost, and I asked Brother Frost, what's a little known fact about you that people would not know? Brother Frost thought about it for a minute, and he responded, you know, probably most people don't know that I had a nickname of Frosty. No, I would have never thought Frost, Frosty. I would have never done that. I would have never put that together. That's like me, you know, somebody saying, you know what? Nobody's ever called me Shorty. You know, nobody's ever done that. Yeah. You got a nickname? Anybody ever give you a nickname? Maybe, you know, there's a boy at our school, at Bible school, his name was Jim Shorts. Jim Shorts. That was his name. And, of course, being a Holiness Bible school and all that, we couldn't call him Jim Shorts. So his nickname was Sweatpants. And so that's what he was called, was Sweatpants. And it was funny because he was called that so much by all of his boys, Sweatpants, that even a couple of the teachers would call him Sweatpants. And because that was just a nickname. Sometimes nicknames can stick with you. You know that? You can get a nickname that will just follow you for all of your life and just I don't know. It almost becomes you. And people know you by your nickname and whatever it might be. Sometimes nicknames are very, very nice and good. And sometimes they're not so nice, not so good. And sometimes even the not so nice names and the not so good names stick with you as much as the good names, right? And so sometimes you have to outlive some of the names that you've been given as you were growing up. And praise the Lord. I hope that maybe you don't have any nicknames in your closet that you're too ashamed of. 1 Samuel chapter 4, it's good to have the Gallagher trio with us today, and good to have all three of our nieces with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. My favorite nieces. They are. They're my favorite ones. 1 Samuel chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading in verse 18. And it came to pass when he made mention of the ark of God that he fell from the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he is an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel for 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and their father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. This young child received a name, Ichabod. Now, there's a lot of people like to use Bible names to name their children. But there's not very many people that's named their children Ichabod. Ichabod. That's not a name that you can be proud of. Not a name that you'd rejoice in. A name like Ichabod. It was derogatory. It just marked this child from his very beginning, he was marked with that name, Ichabod. I don't know what his childhood would have been like. I don't know what his how he was treated. We don't have that in the scripture. We don't have any record that he was treated badly or what. But I can only imagine that as he grew up, he was probably people looked down on him because of that name. Because of that name, Ichabod, it brought back memories. It reminded them of days of yesteryear when the Ark of God was taken from the people of Israel. It reminded them of days of defeat in battle. It reminded them of loss. And it was a mark of shame and a name of shame that he bore from that day forward. He had been labeled as a young child. And I don't know if he ever could overcome that name, that label that was placed upon him. But I want you to notice this. It was not God that pronounced his name. There was not an angel that appeared to her and told her to name him Ichabod. It wasn't like it was for Samson's parents or some of those other parents that they were told, this is what you'll name your child. It wasn't like that. But there was a name that she gave him. It was one that she gave him. It was not a pronouncement of the Lord. The prophet of God did not proclaim this child to be named Ichabod. It was a label. It was a name that she placed upon this child. You know, it's easy for us to put labels on people. It's easy for us to put labels on. Have you ever heard somebody say they have been labeled such and such? In other words, because of this, somehow people have determined and people have proclaimed that this is what their name will be. This is what they'll be known as. This is what they'll be known for. This is be what they are, what we remember about them. And they place that name or that label upon them. I'd like to talk to you this morning, if I can, for just a little bit. Amen. On who put a label on you? Who put a label on you? You ever see those? You ever been to a conference or something where they give you a name tag? It looks something like this. It says, hello, my name is, you ever been there? But usually they're sticky, and they stick it on you. If you go to some hospitals now, Gateway started this at Gateway Hospital. Now you got to have a sticker on you, a tag on you, saying, you know, where you're going, where you're from, what your name is, your license number, social security number. And, you know, your mother's maiden name. It's all got to be on that crazy little thing that they stick right there on you. And they start to, but that it's kind of a label right there, you know? Yeah. It's now you go to Taco Bell, they want your name for their order. Right? Go to Burger King, what's your name for your order? You go some, you know, they what, but. Did you ever give them a name that wasn't your own? I was behind some people. They was at a restaurant. They was making their reservations, and they when they asked for their name, they gave them a name like Smith or Jones or something like that. And they to the person that they was with turned and said, "You're not Smith. You're not Jones." And they said, "Well, they'll never be able to pronounce Kovinsky." So I went, didn't even bother to, you know, and so they don't even bother to just give them Smith or Jones, you know. Just whatever it takes to, but we sometimes, you know what, without knowing it, many times we give people a label. Now maybe you haven't stuck anything on their clothes. Maybe it's not plastered on them. Maybe they don't wear a T-shirt that says, "Hello, my name is," They might wear what says, well, I'm with stupid or something, and have an arrow pointing, but they don't usually have that. But you know what? We are bad about putting labels on people. We're bad about it. And we can put tags on them and name them and identify them by the label that we have placed on them. And there's some people, they have carried that label for a long time in their life. Do you feel like that in your life, amen, that you have been unfairly labeled by your family, unfairly labeled by your friends, unfairly labeled by those that you work with, or by people that know you, and you feel like you can never outlive or never escape the label that people have put upon you? Maybe parents have tried to label you and put a label on you and said, you're no good. You're no good. You'll never amount to anything. You're no good. Maybe the world has put a label on you and says, you're a failure. You're a failure. You'll never dig out of the hole you're in. You are a total failure. Maybe they've looked on you and they've given you a name and they've the title, a label, said, you're a disgrace. You're a disgrace. I'm ashamed of you. You embarrass me. You're a disgrace. Or maybe they've looked at you and said, you are nothing but trouble to me. You've been trouble from the moment I met you. You've been trouble to me from the moment you come into my life. And they put that label upon you, and you wear that label, and you almost, amen, begin to feel like that you own it. Amen, that you take ownership of that label that has been put upon you. Amen, I want you to realize, amen, that many times, even though the world has put a label on you, amen, and has made a determination about your life and your future and your value, amen, it does not mean that God has put a label on you. Amen, because many times what the world sees, amen, God sees something much greater and much better for you than the label that you're wearing. He's got something much better for you than the label that you are wearing. Amen. Poor Ichabod. Haven't outlived that. But it's even more than Ichabod. I mean, more than just a child. Amen. This year, when we read this verse, many of us, amen, it puts a determination in our mind about Israel and the nation of Israel. We think about the nation of Israel. We think the glory has departed. The glory has departed. There's no hope for Israel. There's no hope for Israel. Amen. We take that Ichabod, that name, and we attach it to his family. We attach it to his family, and we say, oh, the glory's departed. Amen. His family, the priesthood, washed out, no good, never amount to anything. Amen? How many times have you heard it preached? Ichabod. The glory had departed. As if God had pronounced that Israel was finished. As if God had made a pronouncement, amen, that now there were no more, God's presence would rest upon Israel because the glory had departed, because a lady named her child Ichabod, and we jump on it and we ride that label, and we've labeled Israel, we've labeled the household of Phinehas and the household of Eli and the priesthood, we've labeled it all a disgrace because of one name, Ichabod. But it wasn't God. It wasn't God. Amen. If you look, if you got a moment, if you turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14. In this chapter, Saul is the king of Israel. Jonathan, his son, is getting ready to do a great victory. But there's a verse that's stuck in here. In verse 3. 1 Samuel 14:3. And it says, and Ahaiah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod. You know what? The family wasn't washed up. The priesthood wasn't done. And we know the nation of Israel wasn't done. And we know that God did not mark off Israel. And we read here that God did not mark off the household or the priesthood off of the name of Eli. Amen. We didn't mark, even though, amen, it was Ichabod's brother. Amen. That label did not stick. Can I tell you, amen, that God, amen, he's not put a label on you of failure or disgrace or trouble. Amen. But God has a label on you as his child, as someone that he loves, as someone that he cares for. Amen. And I want you to know there is hope for you, regardless of the label that anybody else has put on your life. Amen. Brother David, you understand, I've wore this label for years. Ever since I was a kid, my dad labeled me. It carried over. My family labeled me. My friends have labeled me. And I can't get rid of it. I can't get rid of it. I want you to know this morning, amen, God has not put that label on you. Everybody may call you failure. Everybody else may call you disgrace. Everybody else may call you trouble. Everybody may say you're washed out. You're no good. Amen, but my God, the Father of heaven, amen, Jesus looks down today and he says, listen, amen, I see something of value in you. Amen, I'm not disturbed by the label that you're wearing or by the label that the world has put on you, but I love you. I want to make something out of you. I want to do something in your life in spite of the label that you're wearing today. God would love to do something glorious in your life. Amen. Ahitub, that's his name. Ahitub, he could say, man, I'm Ichabod's brother. Oh, really? Ah, oh, and I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want nothing to do with you. Hi, I'm Ahitub. I'm Ichabod's brother. Oh, man, you're no good. You're no good. You'll never do anything. You'll never amount to anything. Don't you know the glory is departed? The glory is departed. Amen. There's no hope. There's not a chance. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, that God is a God. Amen. That is not led astray by the label that the world has put on you. Amen. But God can do something in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. One lady pronounces it, the glory departed. Amen. But I read in the scripture, amen, that David brought the ark of God back to Israel. Amen. I read in the scripture that, amen, that Solomon built the temple. And I read in the scripture where the glory of God was so strong in that temple that the priest could not even stand to minister in that temple. Amen. I read there, amen, when they go on, amen, that when later on after that temple is destroyed, another one rebuilt, said the glory of this temple, amen, will be greater than the glory of the former. Amen. Let me tell you, amen, God's got something in store for your life. Though the world has labeled you a failure, God's not done with you yet. God's not done. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe the Lord would like to put a label on you this morning. I believe the Lord would like to give you a fresh, clean start. He'd like to give you a new name. The book of Revelation tells us, amen, that he'll give us a new name. Hallelujah. Hey, man, wouldn't it be, I don't know, you say, well, Brother David, what name can I just pick whatever my name was? What's it mean? You know? Instead of Johnny Stinks, I want it to be Jimmy Stinks. Oh, come on. Now, give me a new name. No! God's going to give you a new name. Because you know what? The world looks on and says, failure. Washed up. Trouble. No hope. But God looks at you and says, no matter what the world says, man, I'm going to call you my child. I'm going to make you a child of the King. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Hey, man, I'm going to take you in and make you my own. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, those little stickers they give you at the hospital. I've seen people that I went to the hospital with that when they leave the hospital, they leave with those things stuck on them. Ain't that right, Sister Ruth? They forget to take off that sticker. And they'll wear it, and you wear it, and you wear it. Until finally, somebody points out the fact, you know, you got that sticker on you. Oh, okay. And they tear it off. You know, some of you have been wearing the label so long that you don't even realize what you are. Amen. You've just come to believe it yourself and accept it. But I believe the Lord wants to do something different in your life today. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us today. Speak to our heart. Speak to our heart this morning. Let us be obedient to you, Lord Jesus.
I tell you that my ears are not heavy, that it cannot hear. And my arms are not weary, that it cannot save. Oh, look unto me, all ye nations of the world, and I will save thee. Though thy sins be as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Can I ask you this morning? Amen. With the churches praying and our heads bowed right now. You're here this morning. Are you tired of wearing that label? Are you tired of wearing that label of failure? That label of trouble? Disgrace? Are you tired of wearing that label? Well, let me tell you today, man, I believe that God can give you a new name. A new name. Wouldn't you like for God to do something glorious in your life this morning?
Oh, yes, he will.
That you could leave here different?
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord would like to work in your heart today. With our heads bowed right now and the church is praying. If you're here this morning and you're tired of the label that this world has put on you, amen, you're ready for a change. You'd like to pray with me this morning. Would you just lift your hand? Let me pray with you this morning. Is there one? Just slip your hand up. God bless you. God bless you. Is there anybody else? Just put your hand up this morning. Amen. We'll pray together. We'll pray that God would just change your name. Say, I've been labeled by the world and by my friends, by my family, and I'm tired of it. I don't feel like that's really who I am. I don't feel like that's really what I'm all about. And I'd like to have a fresh start and a new beginning with a new name. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? Amen. Just slip your hand up. Let me pray with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Church, would you come with us this morning? Amen. Let's come to the altar. Those that lifted your hand, would you come right now? Come and kneel with us and pray with us today. Amen. Come and pray with us today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe God would like to use it.
I'm a child of the King.
A fresh start.
And His royal blood now flows through. Wretched and poor, now can see. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King.
Oh, yes.
And I'm clothed in His love.
And someday
once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within. Oh, but with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, he took me under his wing.
Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King.
The King of all kings, in pity and